and helped him go get them. And I mean, there was a bunch of them then, too.
That's what I was saying, telling Alma. I said, I think Willard is a good, a good example, and you're a good example, too, of people educating themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've had to take advantage of everything you've learned and learn without the help of
mm-hmm.
colleges and schools. And
well,
you have to keep learning as long as you live.
You always... always something else to learn somewhere. Mm-hmm. And you take my boy down there, William. Now, of course, Miss knows him. But anyway, he never did get much further than the ninth grade, but William's good in books. He's mm-hmm. good in his arithmetic. Algebra and things like that.
Of what you can...
And he can fill his income tax out just about as good as a lawyer. Or, and thing like that. And all of his figuring, he keeps all his books, mm-hmm. might say, and he just learned it. But he's good at that. But he ain't no count to read. He couldn't read your name no better than that.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't read. I bet he couldn't tell what it was.
You don't think he could?
No, I'm just joking. But anyway, he's not a very good reader. He got one boy that don't read very good either. But he got two boys real smart. He got two boys, graduated last winter. He graduated with pretty high grades. And he's got another boy that's 13. And it's coming right along, and he don't have no trouble at all. But he's got one little white-haired boy that's gonna be like Peppa and fat. And he, you know, she does. She laughs just like Billy Joe and Angel. Ellen, she does. Yeah, she and when she laughs just like Billy Joe and Angel. It's like my niece and sister-in-law. One of them's sister-in-law and the other my niece.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, but I just talking about. Now he has to go to school, summer school, nearly every summer. To catch up on his reading. That's our little grandson, though.
Yeah.
William Lee's little boy, little white-haired boy.
Uh-huh.
He's a cute little old boy. He's sort of chunky and fatty-like. But he can't read. Mm-hmm. He's pretty good in his books, except in reading. He just can't read. I don't think he'll ever learn how to read. I never did learn how to read. I just...
Well,
yeah, I learned how to read here. But I won't ever forget your name now since I learned.
I hope you don't. Well, I didn't finish about the houses. What would they have at the window to pull down to keep the light out?
Well, they have what they call a window shade. They used to have window shades, and they had the regular window shade. See, that's the regular window shade
uh-huh.
there.
Uh-huh.
But then, a long time ago, they had what they call a curtain that they'd cover up the... Well, now I'm going to ask you a question. What's the use of putting a window in the house and then covering it up?
Well, you know, I don't know.
You hadn't ever thought about that.
I ain't never thought about that. Covered up, that's right.
But they didn't have too many winters.
They didn't have too many.
Too many winters, but they'd have buckboard. They'd have doors, wooden doors over the shutters. They'd have shutters on the outside that they would close and keep the night air and night and prowlers out and everything like that.
Yeah.
And then they'd have a curtain on the inside, but they'd just be. You know what makes a pretty curtain?
Uh-huh.
A toe sack.
Really?
Do you ever see a toe sack curtain?
Uh-uh.
You take a toe sack and pull all them rails out down there to leave it physically like, you know, like some of these boys, curls, that has these Richard legs, you know, with the fiddles on the end of them.
Oh, yeah.
You fix the, end of that toe sack thing and make you a curtain of them. That's the first thing you ever saw. Yeah, just a regular old toe sack curtain. You know, Janice, Roy's Betty and them, down here at Robinwood, they fixed them some curtains out of just purity old oat sacks or sweet feet sacks, something like that, on their winter, and they're real cute. And they washed them and done them up and made them frizzly around the bottom, you know, and cut them off. And I looked at them for a long time. I thought they were bought outfits,
uh-huh.
you know. And then come find out they'd fought them sacks off somebody and made them. And they were pretty. And they looked good, too.
Uh-huh.
And
they were probably prettier than some.
Well, yeah, and they were more attractive. And that was a cabin, no doubt, on the river,
uh-huh.
what they call Robinwood down there. And they just thought about, well, we'll just make some sack curtains. And they did, and they were really pretty.
Uh-huh.